Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, May 22nd, 2020. The federal government and the states of Berlin and Brandenburg decided on Wednesday that the Tegel Airport may be temporarily closed on June 15th. The prerequisite is that the airport company must ensure civil air traffic at all times and that the interests of the federal government are protected. Airport CEO Engelbert Lütke-Doldrup had already submitted the corresponding motion at the end of April, after the supervisory board had voted in favor of temporary closure. By the end of May, the Senate Traffic Administration, the highest aviation authority in the state, will decide on the temporary closure. All Berlin air traffic will then be handled via Schönefeld. The background to the possible closure of Tegel is the low passenger numbers due to the corona crisis. Most recently, only around 2,000 passengers per day were served by Berlin's airports. The main check-in building at Tegel has been closed since mid-March, and passengers now only use Terminal C. The airport company is therefore facing high costs. According to the airport boss, 7.5 million euros per month are needed to finance the shutdown. Lütke-Doldrup said in the RBB Abendschau that, quote, Tegel will only be taken off the network if we don't need it. If necessary, the airport could be reopened within 1 to 2 weeks this summer. What is certain, however, is that Tegel will finally close after the opening of the BER on November 8th. FDP politician Sebastian Zaya explained that Berlin needs Tegel more than ever during the corona crisis, because due to current hygiene regulations, the handling capacities at BER would never be sufficient. And AfD member Frank Christian Hansel thinks that air traffic will return to pre-corona levels and the functioning infrastructure should not be given up. CDU transport expert Oliver Friederici suggested opening BER earlier to avoid possible capacity bottlenecks if Tegel were closed. And representatives of the Greens and the Left, on the other hand, expressed their satisfaction with the decision. After years of delays, construction work on the 17 million euro Freedom and Unity Monument began on Tuesday. The official groundbreaking ceremony is to take place soon, according to a press release by the Ministry of Culture. The monument is being erected on the pedestal of the former Kaiser Wilhelm National Monument in front of the Humboldt Forum. It's to commemorate the peaceful revolution in the GDR and the regaining of German unity. In the coming weeks, the pedestal is to be filled with sand to serve as a foundation. Minister of State for Culture Monika Grütters expressed her, quote, relief at the start of construction of the monument. She hopes that the memorial will be widely accepted after its completion and that it will become a place of peaceful encounters and exchanges for people of all nations. There was also a protest against the planned construction. Annette Amme of the Berlin Historical Center Association called for a halt to construction and the redistribution of the money, for example, to artists who are suffering financially, particularly during the corona crisis. Heike Schlosser, managing director of the association Denkmal an Berlin, is also one of the opponents of the project. She knows that stopping construction of the monument seems hopeless, but she says, quote, we can't accept that. The Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg district office is offering the option to convert parking spaces in front of restaurants to terraces because of the distance requirements of the corona crisis, and around 250 restaurateurs have already registered. Another 50 or so shops, service providers, and social projects will soon be allowed to expand their business. Applicants were allowed to register until last weekend. As the head of the Parks and Recreation Department, Felix Weisbrick, says, the district will now contact interested parties. Customers and guests will then be allowed to sit in those expanded areas from Friday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. He expects this to happen starting the week after next. At 8:30 p.m. today, the 27th match day in the Bundesliga kicks off with the Stadtderby between Hertha BSC Berlin and Erste FC Union Berlin. The game will be broadcast on DAZN. There is some confusion televising Bundesliga matches due to termination of a contract between the Eurosport Discovery Group and the German Football League, or DFL, and now some games have to be renegotiated. And now, a bit of podcast news. Next week, and after more than 700 episodes, Berlin Briefing is celebrating its third birthday. When we started this project, it was mostly for ourselves and our international group of friends to help connect us to our new home. But over the last couple years, and especially over the last several weeks, we've received many nice messages telling us how this little podcast has supported you during these crazy times. Berlin Briefing will always be free and without advertisements. That said, starting Monday, you can support us with donations via wire transfer, PayPal, or Patreon, one-time or recurring, and you can find all information on our new overhauled website at berlinbriefing.de. Donations are completely voluntary with no strings or extras attached, but they will help us cover the costs involved in making this podcast and could score you a recycled cotton Berlin Briefing tote bag. Thank you all for sharing, commenting, and listening. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday.